Hello, Mr. Man. How are you? I hope you're doing well right now because at this time I'm in the village and walking around under a sky full of stars, especially it's amazing at night. And sometimes you can hear the sounds of Greek street. Yeah. Okay, what about your presentation? It reminds me the things that I've learned through the course of well-being. I highly recommend that you please watch it, watch this course, because the professor Laurie Sentence, you know, discussed about these kind of things very, very professional, because yes, the things that you mentioned or maybe the question that you ask us is very, very common question that maybe everyone ask, itself, because it's very important why we wanna choose some goals in our life, and then why when we reach our goals after that we aren't happy as we accepted, you know. And but I believe everything is it's up the intention that there is a behind of everything that we choose. For example, about the type of finger that you mentioned in your voice, when I hear of you, from you, that you quitted or dropped out this skill because your management, making fun of you, I said to myself, why we choose some goals in our life that depends on another person. This is the big mistakes that we have in our life, you know, and we encounter with the situation that just think about other goals, and maybe you do a lot of things for the goals that maybe is related to another person. But you just cooperated with that, and you think, oh, maybe when I cooperated with that, I'm happier more than before. But when you think about the exact result of that, maybe you said to yourself, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why I spent a lot of time to these kind of things that, you know, didn't useful for me, or maybe didn't related to me. If I wanna share my personal personal comments or personal idea, I believe we have misunderstanding about everything that make us happy, you know. Maybe you've heard these things a lot of time. When I will be rich, I will be happier. When I give that job, I will be happier. And when I do these kind of things, I will be happier. I will be happier. We just think about the happiness that related on the future, and after, happening some things. But it's wrong, yeah. For this reason, when we want to choose something as our goals, we just think about the result. And this is another big mistake. Because when you think a lot, every day, think a lot about, okay, what's the result of that, you present yourself as a proactive person, but you aren't a proactive person. Because you just think about the result, and you don't notice about your destination. You don't notice about every small steps that you should do it in every process. You know what I'm saying? But I have a question right now. Why we would like to think about the result of everything? Because, in my opinion, we want to discover, or we want a measure of happiness that we reach after that we reach our goals, or after that they reach to that result, okay? But we want to notice about this point. If you just looking forward everything, of outside, not inside, you can't be happy in your life. For example, if you choose some goals because you're looking or maybe because you wanna reach something that pretend yourself as a good person, or maybe you give satisfaction from another person, you can't be happy in your life, because you just depends on everything outside, not inside. But in my opinion, there are a lot of things inner of you. We must discover that, because life is up and down, and maybe you encounter with some days that you are in a low level in your life and you are so happy. But why you are so happy? Because you are in a lowest level in your life, because everyone can respect you, because everyone can admire you, and you are so happy because of those admiration. This is wrong pronunciation, I know, but at this time I don't know exactly pronunciation of that. Yes, you are so happy because of those compliments or those good behavior that you give of your friends. You are so happy because everyone pay attention to you. But when you are in a lowest level, are you so happy? No. Why? Because you can't give those compliments, you can't give those respective, you can't you can't give any attention from your friends, and you aren't happy because of that. Can you consider these things? We are happy and we are not happy because of everything that's around us, not inner, everything that's outside. And for this reason, we maybe sometimes, especially in hard time, we lose everything. We lose our passionate, we lose our emotional, we lose our maybe the desire. We give up. Sometimes maybe we give up. This is not good. And you give up your skills, like type with 10 finger, because you maybe didn't give any respect of your management because he make fun of you. But I want to ask you a question. You just choose this skill as your goals because you give promotion from your management? If your answer is yes, I want to say, okay, this is your mistake. Because you set the goals based on the needs of your management. And this is not good, in my opinion. Because your feeling, your emotion, your desire can change based on behavior of your management. I mean, your management can control you. I don't like be a person that another person control my life. You know what I'm saying? And for this reason, I believe we can't be happy in our life if our life depends on another person. We must discover everything's inner. And after that, every goals that you set in your life can make you happier than before. Not happy, happier. You must be happy in your life with yourself, not to achieving your goals or something like that. Because humankind is an idealistic person. I mean, all of us is idealistic. All of us want to be a good or maybe the best one in all of the worlds. And for this reason, when we choose some things as our goals, after that we reach it, we go another step and we go farther and farther and farther. And this process is everlasting, you know, without any ending. Okay, sorry, I have a long record because I'm so calm in this situation, in environment that I'm there. And okay, thank you. I believe my representation or my explanation is not enough because I can't give a lot of things through the voice. But I believe you watch the course of well-being because this course can help you. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Have a best time. And